Paul Given, Lagan Valley MLA, I guess you're one of my MLAs. How have you found the transition from kind of like real world and I guess council politics up to here on the Hill at the Assembly?
Well, I suppose initially whenever you were co-opted, as I was, and there was a number of co-options took place as we phased out the MPs, you always had in the back of your mind that you weren't here as of your own right in terms of the electorate. So whenever I stood for election and got elected in May, obviously that was a good result for me, and you feel as though you have that electoral credibility to be here because the people have put you here. So from then, I've been put in as chair of the Justice Committee, and primarily that's the focus of my work within Stormont.
So where do you think you kind of add most value to the whole process here? I mean, because you spend time, we can kind of see you bobbing up and down behind ministers in the chamber. You're in committee, you're, I guess, have constituency work, such a tea bar somewhere. So where does Paul Given make his mark?
Yeah, well, where it's relevant, I think it's important that you're in the chamber, and for big announcements, it's important to be there. Of course, sitting on the back benches isn't where a lot of the real work takes place, and it's outside of the chamber where we have a big role to play as well. In my role as chair of the Justice Committee, it has me very much involved in the whole courts, police, and at the moment we have an inquiry going on to the experiences of victims within the criminal justice system, and indeed we'll be in Londonderry with the committee on Thursday to hear evidence from people.
And you have justice questions coming up for the Minister later on this afternoon.
And for the first time I've been listed as number one for a question on a police museum, which is long overdue. So
you've made it.
Yes, I come first for a change.
What are the biggest challenges and frustrations of this place?
Well, I suppose the police museum's a good example, where I met with the minister during the summer and were told within weeks the business case will be signed off and sent to DFP, and here we are in December and it still hasn't happened. So there's the frustration of, you know, things need to get done, you know how it should be done, but the wheels of government do turn slowly in that respect. But where you have a minister that wants to drive things forward, I think things can be achieved a lot quicker.
Are you disappointed that there's been as little legislation has been able to kind of start to get discussed? I guess at committee you're doing some things, but there's relatively little, if you like, the L in the MLA word actually getting done at the moment.
And whenever I was co-opted, of course the last year of the Assembly was very much putting the legislation through, trying to get it pushed through as quickly as possible because of the cut-off point that was coming with the election. So the Assembly did a lot of legislating then. A lot of it was primary legislation. And what you have now is the secondary legislation flowing through that. And that's coming in your different regulations that are being put out there. The likes of the High Hedges legislation was passed before the election. Now the rules as to how that will be implemented is flowing. That's not necessarily legislation, but the outflowings of legislation that was passed is happening. So I think at the start of any mandate, you have your programme for government, which needs to be finalised, and from that then, fundamental change that requires legislation will happen. But as you've seen today, the announcement by the Health Minister doesn't require any legislation. So it's important that we don't get fixated on producing legislation as a demonstration of whether this place is working or not.
Okay, lastly, the health announcement this morning, I guess now is the outworkings of the report. What do you think it means for Lagan Valley?
I think Lagan...
As a constituency, as a hospital?
Lagan Valley, I think, has a good future. Already, the Developing Better Services document, which has been in place from 2002, has resulted in changes at the Lagan Valley. Moved to an elective surgery type hospital as opposed to an acute hospital, and it's not an acute hospital. So it's building on what has been put in place there. There's a £60 million capital investment programme that we want to see developed at the Lagan Valley. From what I can see of this report, having briefly looked through it, that plan would still be in play, and obviously we'll be pushing then for that to happen.
Thank you very much.